Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to face your fate. Pursue us, you'll be caught. Resist us, you'll be killed. And your precious secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions. Good luck. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Now, you might think that I'm crazy. You all know that was the theme from Mission Impossible. But the reason I picked that out was because, to tell you the truth, I have a funny feeling that Jesus must have thought that God the Father had sent him on Mission Impossible as he wrote and spoke this scripture. Let me remind you what was just read. Jesus said, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, 'We play the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.'" You know, you just can't make people happy, can you? Not even the Son of God. He uses the illustration of what children did actually in the marketplace. They played games. They played games where they would play a flute and then somebody else would dance. And then they played almost like it was a funeral. And they'd say that they'd start wailing and other people would have to mourn. And then he makes his real point. He said, you know what, John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking. And you said he had a demon. Then I come, and I'm eating and drinking, and what do you call me? You say I'm a glutton, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. You just aren't going to be happy, are you? You're just not going to like it, no matter what we do. You don't know how many times we've thought that. I mean, how many times have you ever felt as though you just can't make anybody happy? You know, in my house, we have a saying on the wall. It says, a happy wife is a happy life. But I wonder how many times, you know, in everybody's household, they try and make their spouse happy, and no matter what they do, it seems like they're pounding their head against the wall. How many times have you tried to make your children's life better? Your friends, people by. How many times have you ever walked into a place and said hello to somebody where they look back at you and almost grumbled at you after you tried to be upbeat and joyful? You see, what we realize more than anything else is you can't change anybody but yourself. Absolutely no one else except yourself. That's the only person that you can have. And actually, you can create environments for other people, perhaps where they have the chance to be happy. But whether they're happy or not, that's their choice. That's not your choice. You know, Jesus was very clear about things, that he had to move around and do what his Father wanted him to do, not what everybody else wanted to do. And yet, how many of us try and live our lives in our own ways, trying to do what everybody else wants them to do, and sometimes at the expense of ourselves? I always love this scripture. I love the scripture because as he goes and he talks about having the point that you can't make anybody, that it's mission impossible to make other people happy because they have to decide for themselves. Then he goes into a part in the scripture at the end where he says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He uses actually another analogy to illustrate to the people just the way that they can live life so that, in a sense, their burden is not heavy. Their burden isn't trying to make everybody else happy, but rather where they can possibly experience joy and happiness and the ability to have their burdens be light. The analogy is real simple. He describes basically what it means when they train a young oxen. You see, oxen were the ones that had the yokes upon them. Oxen were the ones that pulled the carts and pulled the plows. And when you are training a young oxen to know how to work with another oxen, what they did was they took a larger, more mature, experienced oxen, and they put the yoke upon that experienced oxen, and then they tied that yoke on the other oxen that was much smaller. Now, you can just imagine what it looked like. It's kind of like this. I mean, the one was large on this side, the other one was smaller there. The one over on this side, the straps were even loose on it. Didn't even pull tight to the flesh. And when they pulled a cart or pulled a plow, who was doing all the pulling? It was that larger, more experienced, mature oxen that was doing all the pulling. And so the younger one, the burden was light. The yoke was easy. In fact, the yoke was even loose-fitting. Jesus told that story specifically because, to be real honest with you, he wanted to let people know that if you tie your yoke to me, if the yoke that is mine goes on you, that you will learn from me. You'll learn so that it's not unmanageable. You'll learn so that it won't be a heavy burden. You'll learn so that there's joy in the world about you as you move through the world, which sometimes is very difficult. And Jesus teaches really well. To have a life that's manageable, to have a life that's filled, to have a life to where you move forward, but you're not constantly being defeated and pounding your head against a wall because you can't make everybody else happy. That if you just take on his yoke, that everything will become manageable. You know, I found that to be true in my own life. You know, during the season of COVID here, there's a lot of things that I've been trying. You know, how do you please everybody? I mean, I've got a congregation to please, I got a family to please, I have friends to please, I have all these other people, and I can easily, because you know, all know, I'm a control freak. I mean, I like to have things in order, and many times I just try and run around trying to get everything in order and try and keep set and going correctly, and so that somehow, oh, the environment's great, so they got to be happy after that. And to be real honest with you, well, it doesn't work most of the time. I had one instance recently where I thought, Lord, I so want this person. I love this person. I want this person's life to be straightened out. And so I started to pray, and I started praying, Lord, this is exactly, you know, what will need to go on in this person's life to get to the place where they're going to be okay, where things will become manageable for them. And, I just need you to move it in that direction, Lord. Here's what I'm telling you. Please move in that direction. As I started to pray that way, which is, I think, probably the way most of us pray, where we sort of lay out the plan of how we want things to work out takes place, and it's all in, you know, good thought and care, and it's all from positive things, but we're basically telling God what to do. All of a sudden, God interrupted me. He interrupted me in the way that I was praying. What I heard him say was, you know, quit praying with the solution of how you think it should turn out. Maybe that's not the thing that's best for that person. Why don't you pray with me, and pray with me that you, in other words, me, learn to trust the problem with the other person to God. In other words, that my prayer should be, Lord, help me to trust this situation with this person I love will be taken care of. Let me pray with you, not giving you orders. You know, I was taken back in the Old Testament reading today, because the Old Testament reading today is all about the story of going to get Isaac a wife. And they go back to actually Isaac's mom's home community to do it. And the servant of Abraham that goes to get Isaac's wife says, now God, this is what we're going to do. God, we're going to sort of go down to where we water our animals, and if I say a certain thing and she responds back in a certain way, that'll be the person who is supposed to be Isaac's wife. I mean, people throughout the scripture, we get this, you know, in a sense, legitimately. I mean, think about it. Gideon, he goes to God and he says, God, you know, if you really want me to attack these people, well then, let the dew fall on the side of the fleece that I leave out. And then he does that and it comes the way it's supposed to be. And then all of a sudden, he says, well, I better double check this. So God, let it not fall on it this time. So he's got to check it out twice. But he figures out the formula by which he thinks God's going to talk to him. Why is it that we have to do that? Why is it that we so often lay out the instructions for God when simply what God wants us is to walk with him with the Lord's yoke upon us, so our burden is light, and trust. I mean, simply trust. And it's funny, because I started to pray in that way that I felt like God was encouraging me and teaching me, and my burden really was lighter. I've been praying that way for the last week or so. And I don't know whether it's gotten any further along than where it was before. I'm rather impetuous. But I know this, I'm different than I was before. And I realize one thing, that sometimes things have to go on in other people's lives for them to come to the place that they're supposed to be. And sometimes that's got to be where it doesn't go in my time frame and the way that I want it. See, it's about praying with God, not just praying to God. On this 4th of July weekend, I pray that you experience the independence of taking the Lord's yoke upon you. It sounds like a paradox, but then again, all spiritual things are paradoxes. So take that yoke upon you that's the Lord, because you know what? It will be loose-fitting. It will be where the burden is light. And it might take a little bit of time to get used to that, because you feel like you got to strain and worry and work. But when you take that yoke upon you and the burden is light, then the Lord finally has you going in the direction that's going to lead you to life. I hope you're free today. Free to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in that way that leads to life, that leads to joy, that gets rid of the heavy burdens, and where the yoke really is easy. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen.